I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
You know, Sunit, I've been a bit restless of late. I haven't stepped out of Delhi for 6 months now. Just dying to get on the road and drive around with maybe a bunch of friends.
That sounds like a great plan, Ajay. Take my word for it. I drove out of Delhi last Sunday. I didn't end up traveling very far, but saw a bit of semi-rural Haryana. It was all green, thanks to the rains, but the fields were few and far between.
Well, yeah, the big city extends for quite a bit. In fact, a lot of what we consider rural India has become semi-urban. Small towns, suburbs of the big city, and so on. That actually makes gauging the mood of rural India a lot more complex, actually. There is no such neat urban-rural divide anymore.
Exactly. And the importance of agriculture has also been receding in rural areas. In fact, one estimate indicates agriculture forms just 29% of the rural economy.
And this non-agricultural bit could be anything from construction or manufacturing to, of course, the government spending, right? There are a lot of factories in rural India these days, given the pollution concerns and land pressures in big cities.
And we know in what bad shape these small companies are in, particularly post-pandemic. There have been huge job losses in the MSME sector, which employs over 110 million people. Even by a conservative estimate, at least 35 million jobs have been lost.
Well, clearly a lot of these job losses must have affected rural Indians. That's why we asked economist Vivek Kaul to examine whether rural India will actually lift the overall economy, no? That's really the big economic question today, isn't it?
Yeah, many people have been building that narrative, that rural India will save the day for the Indian economy. If you remember, Ajay, our colleague Sayanthan recently wrote on how Indian companies are betting big on the rural consumer. That story focused on whether there was strong enough demand in rural India. Sayanthan felt that rural consumers would be cautious while spending.
Oh yeah, I do remember Sayanthan's piece. Vivek's story actually goes a step further. He argues that irrespective of small pockets of demand, the farm economy will not really lift the overall economy.
Yes, we all know that the share of agriculture in the Indian economy has been falling over the years, from over 50% of the country's economic output in 1960 to just 13.4% last year. Actually, how can a sector which is about 1/8 of the overall economy revive the country's economic fortunes?
That's exactly what Vivek points out. During the past two decades, the farm sector has grown by a meager 3% per year on average. How on earth can it revive the overall economy? Its share is too small and it grows too slowly.
But Ajay, how does one explain the rising sales of tractors or even motorcycles? Also, hasn't the government been shouting from the rooftops about how it is spending money to procure wheat?
Those are both true, yes. But it would be wrong to read either of those as signs of a rural revival. Take tractors. They are used primarily by rich farmers. So all it conveys is that extremely rich farmers are doing well. Ditto for procurement of food grains. It benefits farmers in only a few states, like Punjab, who produce enough to be able to sell to the government.
In any case, the farmer economy is more than just rice and wheat. Other segments like dairy products have been suffering a lot. So there are many farmers out there with very little government support. To top it all, the states just don't have the money.
Yes, they're all broke. And Vivek also brings up the migration issues, with millions of workers moving back to their native places. The money they normally send back to the villages will come down dramatically. In fact, the migrants themselves might need government support to survive this year.
True. In fact, the coverage of rural work scheme NREGA is most needed in states like Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, and so on. That's where a bulk of internal migrants to the cities come from.
Yeah, that is clearly not a flattering picture, Sunit. All the more reason for me to step out of the city and venture into rural paths to see for myself as to what's unfolding.
Ah, you must do that, Ajay. But stay safe. COVID is spreading fast in rural India. So if you're listening to this podcast, hope you keep physical distancing in mind as you step out on the August 15th weekend. Have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal and the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunit Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.